Overtime victory last Friday night over the Hugoton Eagles, 27-21. They will be taking on the Holcomb Longhorns on Friday night. And don't go to Holcomb High School because that game will not be there. It'll be at Garden City Community College, a 7 o'clock kickoff from Brockbuster Stadium. We got a couple of seniors that are back with the program this year that are going to be joining us here this evening. And Jacob Irwin starts things off, the senior. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And came out for senior football, and have you had pretty good time so far?
Yeah, I have. I really enjoy, you know, practice and games and all that.
All right, and I know you haven't played a lot of varsity. You've gotten into a lot of JV, but what other positions have you played?
On defense, I've played D tackle and linebacker and corner, and then offense, I've just played halfback.
A defensive tackle, linebacker, and a corner. Man,
yeah.
You've learned about every part of the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty cool. But I know you don't see a lot of play time on Friday nights, but you're a pretty big part of what happens before a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, being part of scout team. That has to be a pretty big thing that you take a lot of pride in.
Yeah, my goal is really always to, on, you know, the week leading up to the game, is always make those guys better. So,
all right, and how do you feel like you've done in preparing the team for Friday nights?
Usually I feel like pretty good, and then Friday nights when they don't do good, I feel pretty bad, you know.
But well, I don't, you've done everything you can here, but what's been your memorable moment for football this year?
I don't know. There's a lot of good times, though.
A lot of good times. Well, that works there. And you've had a lot of bus time, haven't you?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Yeah, but no, that's been pretty fun as well. But what would you like to see as you guys go through the rest of the season and then hopefully into the playoffs?
Oh, well, I just want to see improvement, really, and a real big change of attitude. Always have the guys supporting each other, not pointing fingers or anything like that.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty fun this year, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
All right, well, senior Jacob Irwin joining us here. Thanks again, as always, here, and keep up the good work helping out on the scout team, and good luck to you coming up here. All right, senior Jacob Irwin joining us here, and newcomer to the show here. Oh, yeah, we're good here. Once again, Nathan LeBeau, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, hi. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, yeah.
All right, you first year out for football. What made you decide to come out?
Well, I always wanted to do a sport, and I didn't think cross country was my best thing that I enjoyed mostly, so I wanted to try something new.
Well, has it been worth it?
I think it has, yeah. I've really enjoyed it. It's been much. I like the atmosphere a lot.
Yeah, yeah, and you like Jacob, been on scout team a lot and been helping out there. But what positions are your main positions? You've played varsity, JV, you name it.
I've mainly been doing D-end and fullback and a lot of special teams.
So. All right. Yeah, I think you're on the kickoff coverage on Fridays, aren't you?
Yep, I am.
All right. That's got to be fun just to kind of run like a maniac down the field, right?
Yeah, that's probably my favorite part. Yeah.
But you got to remember to stay in your lane, right?
Yeah.
But what's been a memorable moment for you so far, Nathan?
I just like all the practices pretty much, just getting with the team, and I really like everyone there. So.
Yeah. That's pretty cool there, and you are a big part of what happens for success, and that – make you feel a lot better about being there, a part of that?
Yeah, it feels good to help everyone out and make them all better, yeah.
All right, and what's the biggest thing you want to see here over the next few weeks?
Hopefully just improvement and less mistakes and doing good.
All right, so have you, on the kickoff coverage or kick return, have you pancaked anybody yet or leveled anybody?
I can't remember exactly, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, for sure. But maybe down the road here, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep having fun with it. Enjoy it. Nathan, thanks again for joining me. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Nathan LeBeau joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardwares. We're going to bring in Coach Jim Turner here. Is Scott City on the Friday night this week. They'll be at Garden City Community College taking on Holcomb. And talking here with Coach Jim Turner. Last week, big victory, 27-21 in overtime. And well, as I say sometimes, not how you start, it's how you finish, and you guys finished pretty well there at the end.
Yeah, I thought we came out kind of flat. You know, we were missing Jace. He didn't get a play, wasn't suited up, and then JP got hurt in the first quarter, and he tried to go through the half and just couldn't push off and run. So we had some of the guys step in and really, really compete well for us. Oscar at the left guard, and then Emilio in the second half, because Oscar also played some defensive tackle, and he was kind of cramping up a little bit. So, and they came in. Adrian came back, Elder, so that helped us out a lot too. You know, just all the guys, the big thing is they didn't quit. We're down 14-0, and they kept plugging away, and we had a really nice drive on our third series, and I think that got their confidence up. And, you know, so that made a big difference for us, and just the fact that they never stopped, they never quit playing, you know, that was good to see. So probably a good thing for us to see that happen.
Yes. Yeah, because you never know. It could have come to that and come late in the year here, but I think you had to like the resolve of your team there. You're down 14-7 going into the locker room there, and second half, it just felt like the switch kind of flipped on there on your opening two drives of that third quarter.
Yeah, we had a lot of things that could have gone different in the first half. You know, first off, the wind affected us with our punting, so we gave them a somewhat short field. You know, they had the ball in the just across the 50, you know, both times, and, you know, we get better punts. Maybe that changed a little bit. They kind of big played us. We play really well on defense for first down, second down, then he hit a pass on us, and, you know, we just kind of struggled throughout with that. Second half got a little bit better. But the biggest thing, the kids just kept playing hard, you know, and I'm kind of talking to Coach Gentry afterwards, kind of feel like we might have wore them down a little bit in the late third, early fourth quarter. They might have been a little tired than we were.
Well, you know, the Dylan making that play there at the end in overtime, after a couple plays after a really good disciplined play by your defense on the interception and running it wide open there, that was probably about as loud as I've ever heard the crowd at the stadium in a long time.
Yeah, I just told the crowd's pretty big. You know, I'm not facing that direction, so I can't really see that. But I know after the game, a lot of kids on the field, student section, the guys love that. They were pretty pumped up about that. So that was a good thing for them to see. And good crowd. I mean, obviously, we've struggled with that the last few years, so seeing that come back is pretty nice.
And I got to give Coach Gentry a hard time here. His 40 speed looked pretty good down the sideline there after Dylan scored.
Well, he's probably the fastest guy on our team, so he has been ever since he's been on the staff.
Yeah.
You know, so he can run a little bit. You probably saw me walking down there because I might have pulled something.
No, but no, that was pretty exciting to see just the energy, and now you got to kind of hone that back in here. And Friday night, another big game. It's kind of a neutral site game. Holcomb will be the home team, I believe, there and still. But this is a good Holcomb team, 5-0 on the year, and a little bit less. I guess you could say pass out of them from years past, more of a running team.
Yeah, they got Mesa back there at quarterback, you know, but they're looking to run him a lot. I mean, not that he won't pass, but they want to run him. He's a 200-pound quarterback, running back. So, you know, they're going to try to run the ball. We got to be able to stop their run and then defend the pass a little bit too, because they'll spread us all over the field, a lot of motion, trying to get us in the wrong spot. And, you know, so that's a big thing for our defense, being lining up correctly and making all the right adjustments with motion. But, you know, the excitement that, you know, that they're bringing, the guys are bringing, that's the nicest thing, you know, this year. You know, just get out there and have some fun and be excited and, you know, just let it roll. And that's what they've kind of been doing, you know, all year. And, you know, undefeated team, this will be our fourth undefeated team we face. So, you know, we've had a pretty tough schedule. Hopefully it's helped prepare us.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And that's kind of, it can be a grind as well, but you guys so far have handled that pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. I think the guys have kind of stepped up to the challenge each week, and, you know, hopefully we'll again here on Friday. But the two guys that were here, you know, kind of quiet, kind of humble a little bit, but they're a huge part of our team. They are both on some special teams, but, you know, Nathan's never played football in his life, not even middle school. Jacob wasn't out last year but came back out this year. But, you know, our scout team is incredibly important for us. You know, from week to week, they run the other team's plays off of cards that we have. We make cards so they can run them and, you know, try to run them to the best of their ability. Then they're playing on the scout team defense, run the other team's defense, which is easier this week because it's our defense.
Yeah.
Same defense we run. But, you know, they've got to adjust every week, so they get to go run the other team's stuff, and then they got to turn around on a Monday and try to play a JV game with our stuff. So, and that's the same boat for all of our scout team guys, and including our freshmen who've taking a pounding here throughout the season from time to time, but they just keep bouncing back.
And, you know, mentioned about playing down at Garden City Community College there on Friday. That's got to be pretty exciting to play in a college field for the second time in 3 weeks, a fairly new surface there as well, and we'll get to play on some turf in front of a video board again.
Yeah, that maybe might excite our guys. I'm just old. I don't care where we play, but I'm sure they'll like it. So.
All right. But, no, you know, it's always this time of year where when you guys play Holcomb, and I know it's vice versa as well, it's always kind of a notch to the next level.
Yeah, you know, it's turned into probably the big rivalry. You know, when I first got here 20-some years ago, it was probably Ulysses. And, you know, we've bounced down to 3A, gone up to 4A, so we don't see any playoff stuff anymore. And then, of course, we're not even playing them this year or next year because of the way the schedule worked out. But, you know, to be a rival, it's got to be really competitive, too. And we've had some pretty competitive games with Holcomb, and it's close. You know, we never played Holcomb. I mean, first 10 years out there, we never played them, so.
All right, should be a fun one there at Garden City on Friday. Be a lot cooler here. I think, what, maybe 60, if that, by kickoff?
Yeah, that'll be a nice change, you know.
Yeah.
Coach Rich may have a park on, but, you know, he didn't like that cold weather very much. But it'll be a nice change for the guys.
All right. Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we talk football. Thanks again, Coach, for the time here, and we'll talk to you here later on this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.